High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello! Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's getting that donkey?
Oh,
that
my
donkey.
God.
That donkey.
Oh, God. Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You could call me the donkey of the day, but, like, I mean no harm.
Every time I hear Pipsqueak, all I think about is, not Pipsqueak, what was the name of that song? Not Like Us. Every time I hear Not Like Us, all I think about is Kendrick really didn't take kindly to the short jokes. He really did not take kindly to being called Pipsqueak. Lord have mercy. Mm-mm. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, May 9th, goes to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, okay? Kathy. Kathy is a Democrat who was being interviewed at a large business conference in California to discuss expanding economic opportunities and artificial intelligence for low-income communities. And she had this to say about young black kids growing up in the Bronx. Let's listen.
Governor Kathy Hochul faces criticism for a controversial remark that she made during a business conference. She was highlighting the importance of expanding access to technology and artificial intelligence for low-income families during an onstage interview. Well, the comments she made immediately drew criticism from local political leaders. Listen.
Right now we have, you know, young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things.
Well, Hochul issuing a statement now, walking back on her words, saying, I misspoke. I regret it. Of course, black children in the Bronx know what computers are. The problem is that they, too, often lack access to the technology needed to get on track to high-paying jobs in emerging industries like AI.
That was Pix 11, too. That was our news source. Salute to Pix 11. Now, what does your Uncle Charlotte tell you at least twice a week? I tell you that the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Now, kids in the Bronx are crazy, but they not stupid. Okay, there is a difference between stupid and crazy. Stupid is not knowing what the word computer is. Crazy is Cardi B. But Cardi B is far from stupid, but she's crazy. So it is an insult to the intelligence that exists in the Bronx to say that those kids who come from low-income areas don't know what the word computer is, okay? Damn, Kathy. Kathy, she said these kids don't know the word computer. She didn't say they don't know how to use computers or they don't have access to computers. She said they don't even know what the word computer is. You do realize if they don't know the word computer, that is your fault. It is a failure of elected officials. It is a failure of the system all through New York City. Because are these schools in low-income areas getting proper funding? Are you investing in these kids' education the way you should? Are the schools up to par? Are teachers being compensated properly? Are these kids eating? You know hunger can affect learning, right? When children are hungry, they typically have less energy and the ability to focus. So, Governor Hochul, are you doing everything you can to ensure these kids are getting everything they need to be properly educated? How dare you insult these kids by saying they don't even know the word computer? And if they don't know the word, it's the system's fault. Furthermore, how dare you insult these kids in the Bronx and say they don't know the word computer? They have known the word computers since Roddy Rebel dropped that song in 2015. Listen.
And these computers.
The word computer is mentioned no less than 72 times in that record. And the name of the song is Computers, okay? Prior to that, if you're born in the 1900s like I am, then you know in 2004, Cameron told us that he gets computers putin'. Listen, Governor.
I get computers putin'.
Governor Hochul, I bet you didn't know the word putin'. Okay, if you hear the word Putin, you think Putin, and I'm not talking farts of Vladimir, okay? I'm talking what Cameron gets computers doing. Now, Governor Hochul said she misspoke, and I believe her. Okay, she cleaned it up and said what she should have said in the beginning, which is the problem is that they too often lack access to the technology needed to get on track to high-paying jobs in emerging industries like AI. That's why I've been focused on increasing economic opportunity since day one of my administration and will continue that fight to ensure every New Yorker has a shot at a good-paying job, end quote. Well, with all the money that New Yorkers pay in taxes, that shouldn't be hard. And this is why so many of us have a problem with taxes. Yes, we pay them. But I need to know that my money is going where it actually needs to go. I did some research, and by research, I mean Google, on a computer. And we know that funding for public schools in New York City comes from income and corporate taxes, property taxes, and sales taxes. 53% comes from New York City, $21 billion. 36% comes from the New York State, $14 billion. 6% comes from federal stimulus funding, $2 billion. 5% comes from other federal funding, $2.1 billion. Governor Hochul, now is the time to remember that actions speak louder than words, okay? Especially words like computer. $39.1 billion in taxpayer dollars. If you can't create no action with that type of money, there is no action to be created, okay? If you can't provide these kids with everything they need and more to be productive citizens, it is your fault. The money is there. Now make the proper investments. Please give Governor Kathy Hochul the biggest hee-haw. But people do misspeak all the time.
Yes.
Okay. I mean.
We do it too.
Oh, do we? We have examples.
I would just have to go all the way out with it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pass it to me. Just kiss me and spit it in my mouth.
Mm. Oh. What was your
this
egg?
This is not going to be a blooper reel of me.
But where was your egg?
I was
like, what?
I don't know why you said that.
We were talking about Young Thug, and this is when the guy tried to pass
God.
Up.
Why would you even? Boy,
forget it.
Don't even worry
what?
About it.
What?
I like Lil D. Oh my goodness! I wasn't talking about Lil D as Lil D. I was forget it.
Yeah.
Any more?
Cause why do you want more of
yeah,
that?
Do you need more?
I'm just asking.
I think you had enough, you little freaky ass thing. Yeah, he's a stricter than God. You've had enough. Okay.
Oh my God.
You know what? Forget your donkey, all right?
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello! Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.